The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I'm excited about our show this week. So I'm going to get into some cool stuff, including a very cool interview with someone in the area who owns Hudson Valley Pickleball and Golf, because it's something I don't really understand, the whole craze over pickleball, but we're going to break it down and share with you why that is and how it's helping people be healthier and function better. And I want to start today's show with a headline that just dropped this past week from an international research team. They studied middle-aged Americans and found something striking. Middle-aged Americans today are lonelier, more depressed, dealing with more memory problems, and reporting worse overall health than generations that came before them. Researchers are calling it a breaking point. And you know what? I'm not surprised, really. I've been in practice 29 years, and I've seen this over the years just coming. The storm has been coming, right, over the horizon. I've been seeing it for a while. So now, when most people hear middle age breaking point, they think stress. They think blood pressure. Maybe they think weight. And yes, those are real. But today I want to talk to you about two things that are almost never discussed together, and yet both are silently driving this crisis for millions of Americans. First, what's happening inside your spine as you age. Because your spine is not just a stack of bones. Very important to understand. It's a highway that carries every signal between your brain and your body. And when that highway degrades, everything downstream suffers. And secondly, what happens to your metabolism? Because the pharmaceutical industry right now is offering people a shortcut. Always a shortcut. And the research is starting to tell a very different story about where that shortcut leads. Two separate conversations, but two separate solutions, both critically important. So we always have a terrific guest. We have a guest joining today, Brian Vigorita, and it's going to be a cool conversation. I'm going to share that shortly. So let's start with the numbers that may genuinely shock you. 37%. That's the percentage of people in their 20s who are already showing measurable disc degeneration on an MRI, but with no symptoms, right? People assume once you have disc degeneration, you have symptoms right away. These people feel fine. They live their lives, but inside their spines, degeneration is already happening. By age 30 to 39, more than 50% are of completely asymptomatic, no symptoms. These people show disc degeneration, height loss, disc bulging on imaging, and by age 40, the number climbs to nearly 80%. That's crazy, right? Nearly 80% of people have disc bulging or herniation. So I want you to hear this clearly, right? Approximately 90% of people show significant disc degeneration, especially in the lower back, by the time you turn 50. So now here's a critical distinction. Degeneration and pain are not the same thing. Many people with serious spinal changes on an MRI feel nothing yet. The damage is accumulating silently, like a savings account being depleted without you checking the balance. And one day you go to make a withdrawal. Maybe it's bending down to pick up something. Maybe it's a fall on the pickleball court. Maybe it's just sitting in the wrong chair too long, and suddenly the account is empty. That's when people end up in my office and ask the question, how did this happen so fast? And it didn't happen fast. It happened over decades. So here's what's going on inside the disc. Between each vertebra, each backbone is a gel-filled cushion that acts as a shock absorber. It's mostly made of water, but as we age, as we posturally stress these areas, as the spine deforms and gets out of normal positions, sedentary behavior and unaddressed spinal misalignments accumulate. These discs lose their hydration. They lose height. The space that once cushioned a nerve root collapses. The disc bulges towards the nerve, and you get inflammation, compression, radiculopathy. That's a shooting pain going down your leg, tingling in your hands, the stiffness that no amount of stretching fixes. And to that research on what's happening in the middle age of Americans systemically, chronic cortisol elevation, it's up 17% in online health conversations over the past year. Cortisol doesn't just affect your mood, it accelerates disc degeneration. It promotes systemic inflammation. It breaks down the structural proteins that keep spinal tissue resilient. And sedentary behavior, the average American sits for over 10 hours a day. Prolonged sitting increases intradiscal pressure by up to 40% compared to standing. Sustained every day, year after year. This is a compounding equation that produces the middle age breaking point. And here's what the research says you can do about it. So The research is really clear on this. The time you take on the care of your spine is not when you're it's already failing you. You have to take care of it now. And this is a cool study. 2024 study of King's College in London randomized 76 people with chronic low back pain, average age 45, into a chiropractic care group and a control group. They use EEG brainwave monitoring to measure neurological changes. What they found was remarkable. Chiropractic adjustments produce measurable neuroplastic changes, meaning the brain literally reorganized how it processed signals from the body. Pain improved, sleep improved, physical function improved, not from medication, right? Very important to know, not from any medication, but from specific targeted spinal correction. A large U.S. study over 1,800 chronic spinal pain patients, average age 49, showed significant improvements across six domains of life quality: physical function, pain, fatigue, sleep, social health, and emotional distress. Six categories from spinal care alone. And a 2025 study compared younger, middle-aged, and older chiropractic patients found meaningful improvements in physical function at 2 weeks, 13 weeks, and 52-week follow-ups across all age groups. The spine responds at any age. But what about patients where degeneration has already advanced? That's a question I get a lot. What are you going to do with someone that has massive arthritic changes in their spine already, where the disc has already lost significant height, where surgery has been recommended? This is where spinal decompression really shines, where it really enters the picture. And the research is extraordinary. The Ramos and Martin study demonstrated that targeted non-surgical decompression can reduce intradiscal pressure at the point of creating negative pressure inside the disc, a vacuum effect that literally draws disc material back towards the center and pulls hydration, water, oxygen, and nutrients back into the disc tissue. And this is how the disc heals. The Apfel cohort study documented something surgeons long said couldn't happen. It's very important, right? Your spinal surgeon says you need surgery. They're not even aware of this information. There's measurable, quantifiable increases in disc height following decompression care, real structural restoration. And the CHOICE study, the one I cite most often with patients, found the decompression patients achieve an average of 27.6% increase in disc volume, and 26.9% of those patients achieve greater than 50% reduction in disc protrusion. The sham group, right? The sham group, that's the group they didn't do anything with. They made them think they're getting the same care as the other group. They didn't do anything with that group at all. Averaged only 7.1% of disc reduction, which is not a subtle finding. There's a structural tissue restoration documented by research. A comprehensive medical safety study confirmed that chiropractic care carries lower rates of adverse events than primary medical care. Let me repeat that, right? That's something that people need to hear. Comprehensive Medicare, right? Medicare, the biggest medical insurance group in our country, safety study confirmed that chiropractic care carries lower rates of adverse events than primary medical care, and the prescription drug group had the highest risk of measured adverse outcomes. So if you go take a drug, it's going to mess with you much more than being adjusted. There's no negative side effects being adjusted. So your spine has a budget. Every hour of sitting, every undress misalignment, every stress response, it's a redrawal. So chiropractic care and decompression are the deposits in the life you want at 65, 70, 75. It's built right now. So I want to make an offer this morning, specifically for those of you who have been listening and thinking, you know, this sounds like me, but I haven't taken any action yet. Maybe you've been listening to the show for years. I've been on for a long time. And you're saying, I don't know, you know, maybe you're not someone who can really commit strongly. I'm going to challenge you to commit. Come in for a complimentary full examination, not a consultation, right? Not a sales conversation, just a full neurological and spinal examination, the kind that tells us exactly what your spine is doing, how it's functioning, what your nervous system is and isn't doing, and what the research-based options look like for your specific situation. Whether you're 35 and want to get ahead of this, or 65 and dealing with years of accumulated damage, we have a solution. You know, we have a solution and a path forward to you. So call us at 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. Or you can even go to drashburn.com, connect with us there. So for the first 10 people who connect with us, we do the entire exam process for free. It's normally $180. We do it for free. And we're located at 209 Old Route 9 in Fishkill. So if you don't know where Fishkill, New York is, it's right at the intersection of Route 9 and Route 84. So Route 9 and Route 84 were right there. So we have people that come from the tri-state area all over the place for care. That might not be for you, but some people come from all over the place. Generally, most people are coming from about a half hour away maximum, but really try to calibrate your system where you're coming from so you can figure out if you can come in for accurate care. So the number is 845-896-1200. Give us a call and just say the word posture. Say the word posture. We'll get back to you Monday and we'll set up a time for you to come in. Maybe for a family member. Maybe you have you and your wife or husband want to come in. Just let us know when you call. We give away 10 appointments each week to try to help our community. So if you want to come in with your husband or wife, or you have a sister or a cousin, something like that, let us know that. Just at 845-896-1200, say the word posture, or you could text us on the same number. Text us the word posture, and we'll get back to you Monday morning, and we'll set up a time for you to get healthier and generally just help you be, you know, have a much better life. That's what it's about, really, quality of life, and get you functioning much better. All right, so welcome back to the show. I'm here with Brian Vigorita from Hudson Valley Pickleball and Golf, and I've known Brian for a long time, 7 years.
Probably
2019,
that, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked together in a few different ways. And something real interesting about Brian, he's he's probably the most entrepreneurial person that I know. And the cool thing about it is you'll realize he's laid back, chill, but he has no fear. So if he wants to do something, you go bigger. In general, you'd rather go bigger than smaller.
100%.
Yeah. So since I've known him, he's worked for a company, had a high level position there, and then he got a space over at IBM East Fishkill area and put a gym there. Not a small little mom and pop gym. He knocked it out of the park. And then and now he's over in this facility, which I've just been to. We're here now, and it's beautiful. The thing is huge, has many pickleball courts. I mean, it's incredible. But one of the things I want to talk to you about right out the gate is pickleball is like crazy. People who play pickleball are out of their mind, over the top for pickleball. So as far as, you know, tell me, why are people so stoked? Why are they so excited about pickleball?
I mean, pickleball is just incredible. It's the fastest growing sport in the United States right now. And I think part of the kind of lore to it is, number one, the social aspect. Number two, the health and, you know, fitness benefits of it. Just being active, being out there. And it could be played by people of any age. You know, we've had pickleball players in here that are in their 70s all the way down to kids that are 8 years old. And, you know, honestly, you know, we've had parents and kids playing together in tournaments and things like that. So it's an amazing opportunity it's such a community aspect kind of sport. And I think that's probably one of the biggest draws to it.
I played tennis when I was younger. I played a lot of tennis, and obviously there's a lot of health benefits running all over the court. And a lot of people, I know certain other things. I was talking about CrossFit earlier with you, how people do CrossFit. And I determine it's more about the social aspect of it. It's the community, the culture of it. So yeah. There's a strong culture. Now, people hang out here beyond just playing, too, don't they?
Yeah, 100%. It's crazy. We talk about it all the time how, you know, not only did we build this big, beautiful space to play pickleball, but we're building relationships, people who are going to be friends for life now. You know, and it's really got that amazing community aspect assigned to it. And, you know, and it's also a chance for people to be competitive again. You know, if you think about, you know, the last time you were actually played a competitive sport was probably high school.
Yeah.
Right. And then after high school, it was like, where do you go from there if you don't go into a college athletic type of sport? So now you got people in their 40s and 50s and 60s years old who are like, wow, I can actually be competitive. I can be good at something. I can play in tournaments. I can play in leagues and have a great time doing it. So
I talked to a lot of people about pickleball, you know, just patience. You know, so many people play it now and they come in and, you know, they'll say, it's known as a sport that people play when they don't want to play tennis anymore. But I've seen it's grown so much bigger than that, right? People just, in a senior citizen class of people too, so many people are playing. And I notice in my office, because we do a lot of, you know, back care and a lot of decompressive care, stuff like that, that people come in with all sorts of pain issues, but they don't want to stop playing.
Right.
And for you, you told me your feet bother you, right?
Yeah, I mean, ever since I started playing pickleball.
And you said, but you're not giving up pickleball.
Definitely not giving up pickleball. I'll deal with the pain.
So, you know, we're in the golf facility right now at Hudson Valley Pickleball and Golf, and it's a cool facility, but you can play golf with your feet hurting.
Yes.
you can do that sort of stuff. Right. But yeah. I know people come to see me and they're bent over in massive amount of pain. But they're saying, get me good enough to go out and play pickleball more.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah. I believe it 100% because I have the same mindset. You know, I will play. I'll be fine while I'm playing. And then, you know, 20 minutes after I'm done, I'm walking around I'm an invalid. Like I can't move. Yeah. So, you know, and hopefully, you know, there's things out there that can kind of help resolve that.
I was going to say a bit of a selfish request, like what is the major issues that you see, like knee issues, shoulder, elbow, back issues? What are the biggest things you see with people?
I think I would say if I did it from top to bottom, I would say feet are number one. I think, you know, it's just the constant pounding on your feet. Yeah. And if you have any type of issues like plantar fasciitis or Achilles issues or things like that, it's just going to exasperate that issue, right? And then you go to the knees, you know, people who have bad knees. If you don't have bad knees, really not that much of an issue. But, you know, it's obviously going to do that. And then probably the back is the last part of it.
Yeah, I see people that they have an issue. It tends to show up more when you start doing more activities, right?
Right, yeah, 100%.
Lower back issues. It's a perfect golf isn't bad at messing up your back too, but it's the perfect scenario where if you're bent over and you're really driving with a lot of torque through a ball,
right,
hitting with a paddle or with a golf club, right? In bowling, I talk about too, bowling's really stressful for the back. So you're bent over and you're putting a lot of torque into a ball.
Mm-hmm.
It really can mess up your back. But I find people have back issues to begin with. They have a greater chance of having more issues from doing stuff.
Yeah,
people have perfect backs. So we say the gym mindset, right? Over at the gym, I say if you have perfect posture, then perfect form's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have perfect posture, if you have abnormal posture, you're twisted, bent, your spine's messed up, then they say do perfect squatting form.
Yeah,
then it isn't right for you. And then you have to do a video, slow down video take on your form. It's so intense to figure out what's right for you.
Exactly. I mean, one of the things that me personally that I'm looking to focus on in here is the health and wellness side of pickleball. So I'm actually in the process of putting a program together where we talk about, you know, the proper stretching, the proper exercises to help avoid injury and all those types of things. Because a lot of people think pickleball, it's like this fun little casual sport that you can just go out and play and you can be at whatever age. But they don't realize once you actually start getting into it and get a little bit more competitive, you know, those fast movements, those jumps, and I mean, one bad turn and you're on the ground and you got an Achilles tear or a knee injury or something like that. So one of my biggest focuses, because I've been in the health and fitness industry for so long, is to really start to kind of build programs around that to kind of help avoid a lot of those injuries.
Yeah. Now we're on Route 9 in the South Hills Mall, still South Hills Mall.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And if you've never been, it's in Poughkeepsie, Wappinger's Poughkeepsie area. So if you've never been up this way, you might not be aware of it. There's it used to be the Christmas tree shop up here, but it's a big facility. I mean, this place, how many square foot is this place?
Yeah, it's 40,000 square feet. We have 10 indoor pickleball courts. And like we were talking about, the flooring is very different.
Yeah.
So
Speak about that a little bit.
It's a poured rubber flooring. So it's almost like a high school track where it's got that little bit of a give to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, the ball still bounces the same if you were outside, plays exactly the same, but it's just, you know, a lot easier on your joints.
Is that like a cross pickleball? I know people play outside on concrete, right? That's got to be miserable on your feet. But is that flooring somewhat standard across pickleball facilities, or is that?
Definitely not. It's definitely newer. I think we're the only ones within, you know, like hundreds of miles who have it on their pickleball courts right now. But it's definitely becoming more popular because of the benefits of it.
I'm sure it probably costs you more to put it in.
Oh my God, so much more.
But yeah, I know your future mindset for the people who are here. And I'm sure that's something you tell people too, because, you know, longevity, if they love the sport, they want to play it for a long time. They want to have longevity with it.
Yeah. Well, like I talked about, you know, you play outside on concrete for a couple hours, and then you come in here and play in here for a couple hours, and you will 100% notice the difference.
So you have a lot of other things going on here too. I mean, I heard line dancing was going on, and so it seems like just a community of people doing cool stuff. Because, you know, I don't know, I don't go out to bars, I don't do that sort of stuff, but, you know, coming in doing line dancing and doing all this stuff, it's really, in a roundabout way, promoting health across the board. It's a movement.
Yeah.
And we lack so much movement in our society. So just doing stuff that involves you're doing stuff that's fun, but you're getting movement and cardiovascular workouts as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have, you know, obviously pickleball, we have indoor golf. Our golf simulators are awesome. We do a bunch of different types of events here.
Yeah.
So whether it's line dancing or karaoke for live music, those types of things. So we've built a beautiful lounge space to be able to accommodate that, just to kind of help kind of get us through kind of the slow season, because pickleball and golf are obviously a seasonal sport. But we also, we just brought in a cheer program too, so we have a cheerleading program in here 4 days a week.
That's big. The cheer community. I know that's another just community in itself.
Yeah, 100%. I didn't realize it until I actually knew somebody who was, who's involved in it. I was like, wow, this is insane. I didn't realize there was that many people interested in something like this.
And once again, it's like another physical activity. There's no like hanging out. Just there isn't a TV club here sitting around playing video games.
Right.
Maybe on your spare time. I don't know if you guys. But it just seems there's so much like buzz going on in this place. And I feel if you're listening to the show, it's something to check out. I mean, it's just to come up and see this place in itself. It's a bit of like an event. I told Brian I walked into this place and I've never been here before, and I've known Brian for a long time and I haven't been here to support him. I feel bad, but it's a beautiful place. It's big, bright, it's coolly laid out, but it really is. You can see the social activities buzzing with fitness and all the rest of the community, the community that this place would build.
Yeah, I mean, so our whole goal when we initially came up with this project was to build a place that, people would want to stay and come, and it's not just a place where you come play pickleball and leave, but, meet friends, you hang out, you have a cup of coffee, you have a drink, whatever it may be. Yeah. So.
And I bet the people you see, you're like, hey, Mike, hey, Joan, whatever, you see these people, and it's very, very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I didn't realize the scale of this place, and it's very, very cool. Now, for you, like, as far as someone getting in touch with this place, like, memberships or just coming and trying out, like, how's that work?
So we have a bunch of different options. You don't have to be a member to come. So anybody can just walk off the street and come play pickleball or golf. So, but if you are a member, there's definitely perks to it. So we have a bunch of different membership options, but basically a simple single membership will get you half price pretty much on everything that we offer here.
That's cool.
So yeah.
Awesome, man. So I'm with Brian Vigorita. I'm at Hudson Valley Pickleball and Golf. Like I said, it's an awesome facility. Come in and check it out. And how could people get in touch with you? Is it email or phone, or how would they reach out to you?
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple of different social platforms. So we're on Facebook and Instagram. It's at HV Pickleball Golf, or they can just go to our website, hvpickleball.com.
And I love the fact that you're building a healthy community. That's the main focus of my show, main focus of what even my interview with you is. And I know you've been someone interested in health for a long time. So it isn't you just didn't see a business model and jump into it saying, I'm going to capitalize in a health industry. This has been your life for a long time.
Yeah, 100%. And, my partner Glenn got me into pickleball and immediately fell in love with it. And we're like, we got to do this. We got to build our own place. And here we are.
I might have to get into it. I'll try to take you up on that. All right. So. Thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
We'll communicate soon.
All right.
I just love that conversation. And every time I speak to someone, it strikes me. Like when I speak to Brian, people are thriving in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. They're not the people who get lucky. The people who made a decision somewhere along the line to invest in their health, to stay active, to stay connected, right? And it shows up. They show up every single week. But here's the other side of the conversation that I want to address right now, because I know for a lot of people listening, staying active feels out of reach, not because of your spine, not because of an injury, but because you're dealing with other issues, right? Weight issues, problems with your joints, problems with your health, and you never walk into a facility like that in the first place. And right now there's a conversation across the country talking about what to do. And I want to weigh in because people are being told half the story at best. You cannot turn on the news right now and not see something about Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, the GLP-1 drugs. And I understand it, right? I understand the draw to lose the weight because it certainly can be compelling. But here's what I need to tell you. The headlines aren't telling you this. I need to be clear. I'm not speaking from opinion here. I'm speaking from research. And brand new studies published just a week ago found that GLP-1 medications are significantly less likely to engage in regular physical activity, despite all the well-documented benefits of exercise for their condition. So what's this mean, right? Medication may be suppressing the appetite and reducing weight, but it's potentially reducing the very behaviors to create long-term health. The behaviors that Brian and I just described, the movement, the community, the showing up. And here's the deeper problem. Weight loss produced by GLP-1 drugs is not purely fat loss. It comes from lean muscle mass. Muscle's not cosmetic. Muscle's your metabolic currency. Muscle's what regulates your blood sugar, protects your joints, keeps your bones strong, and allows you to stay active in your 60s, 70s, and beyond. So when you lose it rapidly through pharmaceutical suppression of appetite without nutrients and resistance training to required to preserve it, you're trading short-term numbers on a scale for long-term metabolic deficits. And then there's a rebound. Study after study show that once people get off, they put on more weight than they lost in the first place. So here's a question I want to ask every patient that comes in Hudson Valley Weight Loss. Why is your body holding on to this weight? Because your body's not broken. Your body's just responding to something. And maybe it's insulin resistance. Maybe it's chronic inflammation. Maybe it's hormonal imbalance that's been driving cravings and fat storage for years. Maybe it's the composition of what you're eating, not just the quantity. And it's not your fault, right? You're not aware of what's going on around you. So a lot of times, it's not even your fault. So we use GSR metabolic testing, functional objective data, to find out exactly what's going on with your metabolism. Not a generic protocol, not a medication that masks the symptoms, the actual reason. And then we correct it with real food, targeted nutrition, and a plan built for your biology. I watch patients in their 40s and 50s who've been told for years their metabolism is broke. It's just too slow. Completely transform their bodies in months. Without drugs, without surgery, without losing muscle, by addressing the root cause. Our average person loses 20 pounds in 40 days, right? By the middle of summer, you're going to be in incredible shape. And I want you to know, middle age is not the end of your metabolic story. It's frequently the chapter where real answers finally become clear, if you have the right way of finding them. So, you know, it's not going to stop. GLP-1s aren't going away. I want you to realize it's never going to be the pills that help you get leaner, healthier, function better. You know, I've never met a pill that increases how your body works. You know, you never have something that helps you function better. So I want everybody to know, right? I want to give everybody a chance to come in and go through our entire process for free and really understand whether you could get better, right? I want you to have the same access as anybody coming to my office, having tremendous results, fixing their metabolism, being healthy once again, and keeping it the way for the rest of their life. So if you want to come in, give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. For the first 10 people, we'll do it completely for free. And you can come in and meet with the coach and go through the process. So it's 845-896-1200. We'll get back to you on Monday. Just say the word loss, or you can text us as well on the number 845-896-1200. Text us the word loss. We'll get back to you Monday morning. As always, God bless you guys. I love each and every one of you. And I hope you have a blessed week. And I hope you tune in next week. Encourage someone else to tune in as well as we change the lives across this community.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.